This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An agreement between Garfield and Pitkin County sheriffs that allowed Pitkin inmates to be housed in Garfield ended this week. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has the latest.
Pitkin inmates who are incarcerated for more than 48 hours will now be housed at the Eagle County Jail instead of in Garfield. According to a Garfield County spokesman, the Pitkin and Garfield sheriffs made a deal 2 years ago. It allowed inmates in Pitkin to be housed at the Garfield County Jail. The Pitkin sheriff at the time thought the county jail conditions were less than favorable. The deal ended this week after a new Pitkin sheriff was sworn in. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The 5-year contract for Colorado State University's new president is typical, but CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says it has some differences, too.
Amy Parsons' base pay is $600,000. That's $50,000 more than her predecessor, Joyce McConnell. It also includes a new restriction. Parsons will have to get the approval of the CSU system chancellor before appointing or removing vice presidents or deans. The university also paid McConnell $1.5 million in a separation agreement. That equaled her base pay, plus accrued vacation, sick leave, and retirement benefits. If Parsons were terminated without just cause, she would be given just base pay for the remainder of the contract. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find more information on these stories and everything else that's going on in Colorado today at cpr.org. It is going to be pretty chilly tonight across the state with lows in the mid-30s.